Good morning, kindergarten boys and girls. Are we learning lots?
Yes.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Goldthwait Independent School District educates 553 students. They come from the town, population 1,800, and surrounding rural communities like Mullen, Pretty, and Star. Emily Berg teaches music and art at Goldthwait's elementary school.
I love it because I feel like the kids get more individual attention here.
Something Berg didn't have much of. The year she graduated from Plano East Senior High, she was part of the largest graduating class in the country. Goldthwait's student focus was part of what drew her family here, but the location comes with its own challenges. Take shopping for supplies.
Until the Hobby Lobby opened in Brownwood, my closest Hobby Lobby was an hour and a half away, and so I have to really plan ahead with art supplies. Or my mom, I'll call her in Dallas and be like, ship it to me. Or I'll, of course, use Amazon or something like that.
And she says that takes a lot more planning. Paints and pencils in hand, Berg can get to teaching. Since Goldthwait has fewer students than its urban counterparts, class sizes can be smaller. But there are also fewer teachers to develop electives, athletics, and extracurricular activities.
I teach art, and I love art, and I never took an art class in high school because the way the schedule worked, you could really only have one elective. We may not have as many choices, but we have a music program, we have different sports programs, and so, if they want to be in band, then there's opportunities to do theater as well and art. You can do both.
Though Berg and several other teachers say they wish the district could offer a student choir. And it's not just the electives.
If you look at SAT scores, rural students tend to not do as well in those areas that require, an advanced instruction.
Don Rogers is executive director of Texas Rural Education Association.
We used to say on the basic test scores, our rural kids did as well as the suburban schools. But when you come to an advanced curriculum, then not quite as well because of the lack of qualified teachers and enough kids, to provide for a class.
Big picture, Rogers says, for these schools, it all comes down to money.
It costs more to be rural. So when they acquire technology, when they acquire services and things like that, they have to pay more for it.
That's why small-town educators across Texas are keeping a close eye on the state legislature. Dennis Bonham, Texas's new House Speaker, says education funding is his top priority. Don Rogers and his group applaud calls for the state to pick up a greater share of school funding, but they worry that other proposed changes to the school funding formula would cost rural schools as much as $1 million per budget cycle. Goldthwait principal Dee Dee Wright kicks off every school day with a pep talk in their big modern cafetorium.
Let's get ready for a terrific Tuesday.
It can be a challenge for rural districts to replace crumbling old buildings because local voters have to approve bond initiatives to fund them. Voters in the Goldthwait district approved a nearly $8 million bond for the new elementary building, cafetorium included, in 2013. Wright shows me around.
This is our community building.
She's not only the principal, she helped design the building.
We have a stage, so we have a lot of performances. We have a fantastic gym, which we have little dribblers tournaments. So everybody gets that opportunity to use this facility.
Dee Dee writes grateful to voters and says Goldthwait ISD is fortunate to have all this. Local residents also approved another $15.5 million in 2017 for construction currently underway at the high school. Of course, not all rural communities can invest in new building projects for their schools. And year to year, rural property tax dollars don't give administrators much extra operating cash. That means having to make choices. At Goldthwait, priority is put on dyslexia intervention. Kelly Mersinger has been teaching Goldthwait students with dyslexia for the past 5 years.
Our principal works, I would say, 24/7 sometimes. She works all the time. She could use an assistant principal very badly, and yet instead of getting an AP, she hired an extra dyslexia teacher this last year to make things work.
Its focus is unique not only for a rural district, but even compared to large districts with more money and resources. Goldthwait's 4 dyslexia intervention teachers meet with each of their students for 45 minutes 4 times a week.
I think in our district, we go without in order to fund that.
A common experience for rural districts statewide. These administrators, teachers, and their proponents hope lawmakers in Austin come up with a funding plan that helps small schools like Goldthwait go without a little less. For KACU, I'm Heather Claiborne in Goldthwait.